Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Are you prepared for the developing decline in gold supplies and how this will impact future prices? Three factors affect the price of gold: supply, demand, and changes in existing inventories. Annual worldwide gold mine output hit its lowest level in 2008 and has grown almost every year since. However, the increased mine output in China accounts for more than all of the net increase, all of which stays in China. Supplies from the rest of the world are falling. After prices peaked in 2011, then declined, this discouraged exploration to find new mine sites to replace existing mines reaching the end of their productive lives. Over the past decade, the time it took to develop a new gold discovery into a producing mine lengthened from 3 to 10 years. There are three reasons for this. First, new discoveries are mostly in geographically more remote areas of the planet, which means building more infrastructure to gain access. Second, a greater number of environmental regulations add to the time it takes to get permits. Third, the general political milieu is less supportive of new mine development than in years past. Longer delays before investors can see a return on their money increases their financial risk. Consequently, a number of new gold discoveries that might have been developed into working mines a decade ago are no longer pursued. So, if existing gold mining companies today are reducing production, how can they improve their bottom lines? They are merging in hopes of cutting administrative and overhead costs. Last September, Barrick Gold Corp. acquired Randgold Resources to become the world's largest gold mining company. 2 weeks ago, Newmont Mining announced that it was buying Gold Corp. to form an even larger enterprise. Then last week, Gold Fields filed a document with the Johannesburg Stock Exchange that the company wants to discuss a possible merger with AngloGold Ashanti, which would create the world's third largest gold mining company. With gold demand rising and new supplies at risk of decline, prices are likely to rise over the next several years. Are you prepared? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.